The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's. That's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Before the end of the show would be awesome. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because my wife wants me out of the house. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. This is the whole show wraps up right here. We don't know what we're doing. Okay, that's the best we've got. We have no idea what's going to happen. We just don't care about it. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. We asked this question last week, and I do expect an answer. Here we go. Again, we're asking this question again. What is your favorite portion or section of Scripture? This is a little broader than the last time. Last time I was asking your favorite verses. What's your favorite, like, section? Are you, like, a Psalms person? Do you like the eschatological love in the book of Revelation? Do you love the Gospels? How about the Torah? How about the minor prophets? They don't get a lot of love in many ways. They should get love too. How about the Acts of the Apostles? What's your favorite portion of Scripture? And yes, it's okay to have a favorite portion of Scripture. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be high-level sadness. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But I'm telling you now, you should probably hold on. Because when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person you can count on and is reliable.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. Any trouble driving in today? I noticed the traffic wasn't quite as bad as some other days. Kind of seemed like a little bit of an easier thing. How about for you?
Yeah, it was an easy drive today.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's going on?
The drive home is going to be worse.
That's always the case. That's the case. That's how that goes. Here is what we got for you, folks. If you want to reach us by phone, you can do that. It's a telephone. I know. It's a unique machine. And you can call us, and we want you to be able to do that if you've got a praise report. One of the reasons we want you to be able to do that is because this is an opportunity to share with other brothers and sisters, okay? It doesn't have to be members in your church locally, as long as it's part of your church corporately under the head of Christ. That's the big key. And so in understanding when you share a testimony, people are very concerned that they won't sound good. Wrong, okay? Sharing a testimony is not how you sound. Sharing a testimony is about one, giving glory to God, two, blessing others with what you're sharing, and three, reinforcing it in your own life. And that is a very powerful element in the kingdom of God. Also, if you've got a prayer request and you've got like, well, I got about 25 cents worth of faith. Hey, there's a lot of people who listen to the show that got 25, 50, a dollar's worth of faith. Let's take all of that, combine it together, and bring it in a petition. Bring it before the Lord, who there is nothing impossible for the Lord. And it's really subjective to our ability to believe. That's why we want to combine our faith. So if you got something you want to do along those lines, great. Got something you want to share? Great. We're really geared towards encouraging one another. We understand that there are very specific teachings and very specific purposes for different shows. Our show is a in the middle of the day, hey, don't you need a pat on the back? How about a smile? That's what we do. We don't think it's all light because there's when you get into our next six to the second set or our 60-minute set, we're going to be in Romans chapter 1 at the end, and it ain't light. It's just the Word of God that we love to consume, that we go with it, whether it makes me smile, makes you smile, or makes me cry and makes you cry. That's the bottom line. In addition to all of that, we want you to be able to reach out, connect, hear, be blessed. We'll do trivia. We'll do Bible trivia, very helpful for people. We'll do history and maybe some jokes. We'll see how that goes. We also want you to be aware that you can text us during the show. So if you're in San Diego, it's 11:37. If you're in Denver, it's 12:37. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:37. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:37. If you're on the moon, how are you breathing without an oxygen apparatus? I just don't understand. Here's the key. The key is you can text us as well as call us. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. That's David, nothing before it, nothing after, just David, at hemustincrease, from John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease, .org, because we're a nonprofit corporation, and that's how we exist. We do want everybody to continue to pray for our brother Ace, who called in yesterday. Yay! That was great to hear from him. Additionally, I do want people to know that I've asked people to pray for my knee, and my knee is feeling much better today, which is very helpful because I really don't feel like going through therapy again for my knee after I've gone through it for years. Thank you. So I appreciate that. Want everybody to know that. But in the meantime, we're going into the Word of God. We're in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, yes. And we're in Matthew chapter 16, and we're basically at verse 18. So we'll do the run-up to it. We talked about it the other week. It's so cool. It's just so awesome. Here's the run-up for it all. Verse 16 of Matthew 16 says this. It says, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you, and you did not learn this from any human beings." Let's just be honest. There are many things in our Christian walk the Lord shows you and teaches you. Now, there might be some things that we perceive as the Lord. That's why we use the Word of God as our plumb line, our rule of faith, so to speak, so that we can make sure that we don't get a little bit of goofy. Because, you know, in you and me, every once in a while, I know it's hard to believe it, there can be a little goofy. So we've got to be careful, got to stay true to the Word of God. The Word of God is the standard by which we do it. The Lord will never speak to you anything that is contrary to the Word of God, nor will he affirm something in your personal life that is contrary to the Word of God. The idea that, oh, it doesn't apply to you, is exactly what Satan said to Eve in the garden. So we don't do that at all. Now we go to verse 18, and it is phenomenal. Verse 18, "Now I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Oh, yes, we know there's many doctrines that have come about that have very interesting theories attached to them. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it as simple and straightforward as it is. Jesus said, I say unto you are Peter. In the Greek, it is Petros. P-E-T-R-O-S for the transliteration. So here's the key in that. What does that mean? What is he talking about? What's going on? Just so you can know, because there's all these people that think, well, Peter, that church was built on Peter. Well, there's a truth to that. We'll get to that. But the church is built on confession. There's a truth to that. We'll get to that. But let's stay in the moment where Jesus is talking. He goes, you are, hey, Peter, you are Petros. What does Petros mean? That would be a big key to understanding how everything is going down here. Petros means a small rock. It does? Yes. A small individual rock. It does? That's right. Petros means small rock. But then Jesus says this. I say unto you, you are Peter, Petros. And upon this rock, Petra. Uh-oh. What? Play of words, people. The first Peter, Petros, small rock. The second usage of rock is Petra. So wait a minute. Wait, isn't that a little different? It is very different, and you need to understand the connection. This will solve the issue for you. Ready? I'm hoping so. Anyway, Peter is small rock. Petra is small rocks gathered together like a rock bed. Have you ever driven in Texas and seen a rock bed? A bunch of small rocks put together that are there to help and assist with the irrigation? That's what Petra is. Petra is referring to a collection of small rocks in a rock bed. So when Jesus says, I build my church upon this rock, it is Peter. He is included. But it is also you. You're included. I'm included. Everybody's included. Everybody who has a true confession of Christ is included. And it's superbly important for you and I to get this. This is huge. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Oh, okay. And then there's all the other little rocks. Okay, get that? So the foundation of the church is not solely Peter, but all the believers united in the confession of Jesus Christ and living their lives to honor Jesus. What? Following Jesus. What? And while Peter played a significant role, and can I say this a little bit to the detriment of the evangelical church, it wasn't like Peter was just a dude amongst the 12. He was one of the very three that were consistently with Jesus. He's the one that gave the first big sermon. Let's not reduce his position. He's the one that took the gospel to the Gentiles. Come on. But it's not by Peter alone. So for the Catholic Church to say it's based on Peter, he's the Pope, is ridiculous. It's based on all the little rocks, and Peter is one of them. He's one of the first ones that's in that kind of realm. And it's that role that Peter played. Each believer, you have to understand, this is why it's huge, especially if you understand Ephesians. Each believer is a little rock. And we're all contributing to the building process of the church. Every one of us. Now, it's not true for people who don't have a genuine relationship with Jesus. It's not true for people who are doing religion as a thingy and not a genuine desire to expand the kingdom of God. But that does not mean that people that are in some of those groups, within those groups, there's always remnants that God has in almost every group anywhere. God has his disciples all over. So what I want you to get is that you are a part of Petra. And yes, Petra was a band. Yes, it was a great band. And yes, the Color Song was probably one of my favorite that they did. But the bottom line is it's all the small rocks in a rock bed that make up the church. Isn't that just like, oh, Okay. And it's confession? Sure, it's confession, but it's living it. It's not just saying it, it's doing it and being connected to Jesus and being a part of the advancement of the kingdom of God. Now, we do have somebody that's on the telephone, and we'll give them a chance to share or to communicate. So let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Rito.
Hello, Nathan. How are you?
I am good. R-I-T-O.
R-I-T-O.
Don't ask for what it stands for.
Okay. How can I help you, my brother?
Hey, Rito. Hey, David. So just want to congratulate you. Honestly, I love the intro in your show. Been listening to you guys for now maybe 3 to 4 months, and I love that it's so uplifting, and you guys just spread a lot of joy in that intro.
Well, I appreciate that. I really, really do. Where it's not, we know it's not for everybody. We're not, you know, fooling ourselves. But I need it. So I don't know if that's.
I think everyone needs it. You know, walking in the Christian life is not always so uplifting. So, you know, for you to take that angle and bring it on air, it's excelente.
Oh, that is great. So, you know, when I use text and I'll tell somebody they're doing good in trivia, I use the it's excelente. That's French for excellent.
Yeah.
That's so good. That's so kind of you to say, really.
Hey, no problem. So, you know, with that question that you just placed today,
yep.
I love the book of John.
Oh, the book of John. Oh, how great is that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
you get
great.
Every single angle from Jesus walking in this earth. And, you know, it comes from a very, very unique angle. And it's expressed very well. So I appreciate that book. And it's been a blessing to my life.
You know what I love about that? So you've got Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are the synoptic gospels because they see the same. But then, you know, it's like John. It's like, who else could write Revelation but that guy, especially when you see how he wrote the gospel.
Yep, exactly. Hey, so I just wanted to say thank you for everything and keep it going.
All right.
I'll call in once and then just to say hi to you guys.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much for that.
All right, blessings to everyone.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phenomenal call. Okay. Right. Don't you love that? All right. Okay. So we do got to do our triv question, right? Okay. Got to keep me honest. You guys, I just want to say this real quickly. If you knew how many hours I've been spending on the book stuff, you would be like, what's wrong with you? Noel's like, you are like driven. Like, okay, okay. All right. Let's get to the triv question. Here we go. You guys should know this one. That's me saying you should know this one. Who made an iron axe float? And no, it's not a drink you get at Farrell's. Who made an iron axe float? Was it Paul, Jeremiah, or Elisha? Paul, Jeremiah, or Elisha? 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7 would be... I thought that was rather funny. Who makes an iron axe float?
Well, don't they make that at Farrell's?
No, they don't.
At 31 Flavors?
No, that's not what that is. Iron axe float. Who made that? Paul, Jeremiah, or Elisha? 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7. In the meantime, I need to send you up to the website. Blah, 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 blah. Cool stuff on the website. You should check it out. Our scripture for those that are thinking about donating, for I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, only if the Lord puts it on your heart and that which the Lord desires. Just keeping it so simple, right? Just keeping it there. Check it out on the website. Plus, there's new stuff coming. That's all I can say. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Thank you. we're going to need a bigger boat.
I was just about to say that.
Although I do love the get out of the water. That's good too.
Yep.
Those are both so funny. All right, so trivia questions out there for you folks. It's pretty straightforward. Who made an iron axe float? That's the question. Is it Paul, Jeremiah, or Elisha? 2 Kings 6:1-7. That will be your answer. Again, if you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. It looks like we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Brother David.
Hello, who am I talking to?
This is Brother James out of San Diego.
Hi, Brother James. How are you doing in San Diego? How is it there? How are things going?
Oh, it's pouring rain, my brother. Pouring rain.
That's liquid sunshine, brother. Liquid sunshine.
Sir. Yes, sir. The Lord is at work.
I love it. I love it. Are you ready to answer the trivia question, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me set it up for you, and I'll give all the possible answers, and then you answer, okay? Who made an iron axe float? And we're not talking about a diner. Who made an iron axe float? Paul, Jeremiah, or Elisha?
I would be Elijah, my brother.
That is correct, Amundo! You're right. That is it, and that's the key. It's like people are like, oh, we lost it. No, you didn't. And that's what I love about that is people think in life, oh, I lost it. Hey, watch this. The miracle power of God will make it so you didn't lose it. There it
is. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Excellent. Excellent in representing from San Diego. Sorry it's raining, but then you get enough sunshine to make up for it.
Oh, yeah. But, brother, I solicit your prayers also.
Yes, tell me.
I'm having a problem with my old gout flaring up, my old knee swollen and kind of pain. And I was in an accident December the 1st, but nobody got hurt. Just damage to my car. Just ask God. I solicit your prayers. Ask God to keep his protection around me and heal this old decaying body as we continue on this uphill journey.
Well, let me pray for you right now, brother. Let's do it right this second.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. I thank you for my brother. I ask you right now, Lord, bring your healing power into his body. Now, you make it clear to us in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, we are healed. And we're asking for that healing to touch his body. And you are Jehovah Rapha. And we're asking you to be Jehovah Rapha in his life. And we thank you that you gave protection, but we're also asking you, Lord, to give him blessing and to protect him in the sense of a bubble, keep things well for him and heal him and fill his heart and mind full of joy in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you.
Likewise. Much love. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Awesome. We've got San Diego representing. So here's the thing, and this is what people need to understand, is, and I love that we got two callers, and it's what people are communicating is, I know there's stuff going on all around, and I know we're going through trials. It's not like I don't go through trials, right? I mean, it's like, you know, it's just everybody goes through that. But there is an attitude that we can take in those trials. And if you really get into James and into Peter, you find out that even in the midst of these trials, there's always something the Lord is working. There's always something that God is coordinating that is way, way beyond our visual. And the Lord does it for purpose. He's got his plan, and we want to be about his business. And so even though you go through it, and I understand, I mean, I want you it's not sympathy, it's complete empathy. It's something we all go through. And in fact, in Peter, it says, you know, don't even be surprised by the strange and fiery trials. It's like there's stuff that happens. But nothing escapes the hand of our God. Nothing escapes his visual as to what's going on in your life. Nada. And he is with you, committed to you. He's committed to you for eternity. That's not till death do you part. That means there is no separation. God's done with that. He's done with that. That's over. What he wants is all of you and all of your heart. And you know what he'll do? He will pour his peace into you so you do not have to be disturbed. How cool is God? He is awesome. Come on, right? All right, now, if you are in San Diego, like our brother was, or if you're in Denver and Detroit, all you got to do is go to hemustincrease.org, click on the Listen Live button. You can keep listening to the show. If you're in Dallas, you just got to hang out on KAAM, whether it's the app or the actual radio. You can take a short break and then come back, but you better hold on.
What is the David Spoon experience?
When Joshua was trying to figure out, you know, the Lord and his decision for the Lord, and he was doing pretty good and had good training, he made a decision to follow the Lord. Then he made a decision that he wanted to really commit to devotions. I told him I was proud of him for that. That's his own decision. He has to make that call. Nobody can choose that. You know, I was listening to something the other day, and this is one of the most bizarre statements. You're never going to hear a more bizarre statement. I hope this gets on the radio. You know, you can be born and raised Jewish. You can be born and raised Italian. You can be born and raised in many different things, but you can't be born a Christian. Can't do it. Because you have to make a decision for Jesus Christ. There's no being born a Christian. That doesn't work. That's a lie. You have to make a choice, an individual choice. Your 15 generations of your family could be Christians. When you're born, that does not make you a Christian. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's when you become a Christian. You understand that difference? It was just something that dawned on me. Like, you know, people don't talk that way. Well, he was born in a Christian family. That doesn't mean he's a Christian. Plenty of murderers came out of Christian families. That doesn't mean a thing. That's nothing. But anyway, going back to it, I had to share that because that thought that just really struck me as odd. But the power of our words is so noticeable. And Jesus says, hey, you know, I got one for you. By your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. So my question to pose is why? That's so forceful and brutal. And the answer is in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew, you guys like that one, huh? Like that, I can tell below, I like that. Matthew chapter 15, here's the reason. Verse 18, Matthew 15, 18 says this. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. And the reason that Jesus said, by your words you will be justified and by your words you'll be condemned is because your words reveal what's in your heart. And you will know, you can listen to other people and know by their speech. And I'm not even talking about coarse language. I'm not talking about swearing. I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm not even necessarily talking about negative speech. I'm talking about you will know a person's heart by what they say.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.